Morning. As some of you may know, my name is Grace Gary, and I'm a senior at Delaney High School. I just want to quickly thank all of the staff, but especially Christina, David, and Caroline for letting me speak to you all today. Church Girl. This is the nickname that Catherine Lord, one of my closest friends in the youth group here at Redeemer, so lovingly gave me my sophomore year. She, along with the rest of RYG, proceeded to joke that I answered to Church Girl faster than I did to Grace. In my defense, there are four Graces in RYG, so I'm not always certain they're talking to me. Nonetheless, the nickname is quite fitting. I've spent countless amounts of hours here at Redeemer, whether it's working with the acolytes, teaching Sunday school, at youth group, or a variety of other activities. The main theme of a youth rally I attended earlier this month was from Hebrews 12:1, which says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." The race that God has set out for us, I have learned, is no simple task. It's not an easy sprint where your end destination is clearly marked out for you. It's an incredibly long marathon that will test you along the way, and we can never quite be certain where the path is going to lead us. Although I'm not even close to ending my marathon, not even halfway, I've already experienced a lot. I've been a part of this church since the day that I was born. My dad was baptized and confirmed here. My parents were married in the chapel. My brother and I both were baptized here, attended preschool here, went to Sunday school here, sang in the choirs, and were confirmed here. It's safe to say that Redeemer was in my blood before I even appeared on the scene. My first memories of this church are from attending the day school here, where everything truly began. Most distinctly, I remember being in Mrs. Partridge's four-day fours class, where I got to play with all of my friends. This is when the church fully became a second home and a fun place for me to play with my friends. From there, I moved on to being in Sunday school, singing in both the junior and youth choirs, as they were called at the time, with Mr. Lowe, and began acolyting at 7.5 years old, because I just couldn't wait to turn 8. My beginnings as church girl would seem to begin at that point. I distinctly remember going up with my mom after the service to talk to Chuck. He had said during announcements that they needed acolytes, and you had to be 8. I fearlessly went up and declared that I could absolutely manage to hold the torch or cross, despite just being a hair too young. Fully believing me, on I went as a new acolyte. Little did I know that this would lead to me organizing all of the acolytes and training them, getting my daily exercise in from sprinting from my Sunday school classroom to the church to make sure that everyone had shown up and was in the proper vestments. Church used to only consume a minimal amount of hours of my life, typically only coming Sundays with a few rehearsals for choir. Since that time, I have gotten confirmed, started teaching Sunday school, led and ran the acolytes, and have become a member of RYG, Redeemer Youth Group. RYG, particularly during musical season, which we are in the midst of now, places me at church for a significant amount of time. But it's magical, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I distinctly remember any time from when I was 3 years old forward, sitting in the very front row of the section of the floor in the parish hall, looking up to the RYG members putting on the show for each one of their shows, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I dreamed of being them. I desperately looked up to them, particularly the girls, wanting to be up there with them. From that year forward, it seemed that I was counting down the months until I was in seventh grade so that I could join. I could feel the magic of their group and could tell that they all had these amazing bonds with each other. I thought that they were very possibly the coolest people in the world. Quite honestly, I still think that. Only difference now is that I'm that big kid, and those are my friends. While it's weird to think that I'm now that big kid up on the stage, I'm glad that I get to be a part of the magic. And I was right. We all do have some pretty awesome friendships. My journey, in hindsight, is not what I expected it to be. Regardless of the fact that I have been at this church since day one, my faith journey has only just begun. The marathon just started. Even the day that I was deemed the name church girl, I still wasn't sure what I was doing or what I believed. My faith, in all fairness, is not something that I widely state, often, if at all. It's hard for me to admit that I'm not always matching the appearance people have of me. I'm looked at through different lenses everywhere I go, from being praised for my faith and commitment to it being mocked. God has presented lots of opportunities for me to quit, to take the easy route on the race he set out. I'm sure lots of us could easily take the shortcut, the simpler way. However, much to my dismay, the simpler way typically isn't God's way. Not only does God's path have lots of speed bumps and hard turns that we didn't see coming, it's all a part of one big plan. But yet, even as I stand here in front of you today, it's hard to resist the temptation of a shortcut. It's hard for me to admit and stand here in front of anybody, nonetheless people I've known since I was born, that I lose my faith. Life gets busy and God seems to drift out of the picture of my life. Life doesn't go my way or anyone's way, and I lose my faith. The people surrounding me aren't always people of faith, and that makes my priorities change. I believe in God, but it's a lot harder to admit your struggles in not doing so when everyone surrounding you has so much faith in your faith. And quite frankly, why wouldn't they? Redeemer is where it all began for me. As I mentioned, I was in the choirs here with Mr. Lowe, which is where my love for music began. The RYG musicals made me fall in love with theater. I'm here an extreme amount of hours for a teenager. This is where a lot of my fond memories developed and where I met a lot of my best friends. Despite the reason behind my love for Redeemer, I can be perceived quite strangely for my faith. What kind of 17-year-old does so much in church and prefers it over so many other options? I choose to wake up early to go listen to the guest preacher at the 8 a.m. service, as I miss the sermon during 10 o'clock because I'm teaching my Sunday school kids. At the end of the day, this is who I am, and while I'm just beginning my journey, my race, I know God has lots of amazing things in store for me, and a lot of them began right here at Redeemer. I see God in a lot of things, and I'm working on seeing God in all things. God, to me, is the pretty sunset that I see on my way home from school after a rough day. It's the chills I get during a prayer in church. It's that conversation, text, or email that comes at just the right time, right when I need it. God, to me, used to be that one last call for hope before a biology test. But God is so much more than that. God is the person who brought me into this world, into a church community that brought me my second family, my beginnings in music, and some of my very best friends. God is the one that keeps me on path, even when everyone else is trying to pull me off. I truly believe that once you accept God into your life, you begin to see him in all things, and that is so cool. I can feel God's presence when my difficult schedule works itself out, when something that I've been praying for resolves itself. To be quite frank, not everything that I pray for always ends up so perfectly, but you have to trust that we're all a tiny part of God's big plan and that there are good things coming. Even, and especially when I'm sad, I look to God. He's always got you. He is the one person in everyone's life, whether you address it or not, that will always be there for you and be on your team. At Redeemer, this faith journey has just begun. I've been here with a lot of different people, and I've done lots of activities here at the church. But Redeemer is truly what started it all for me, from spurring my love of music to providing my best friends. It's always been a joke that I was raised here at the church. In all fairness, I partially was. However, it's finally time for me to leave the nest, as I'm headed off to Boston University in the fall, where I'll be in the 6-year physical therapy program that will land me with a doctorate, what I need to practice. I'm very excited for this next chapter to begin and could talk about it for hours if you gave me the chance. Nonetheless, at the end of the day, Redeemer will always be a familiar place and a second home. While I've grown in my faith and my identity here at Redeemer, I'm not much different from that 4-year-old in Mrs. Partridge's day school class. Thank you.